Hello, and welcome to the Blog You Want and the Time You Have podcast, the show that empowers you to stop making excuses to not blog and realize the potential of content marketing. I'm your host, Scott Winteroth, co-founder of ContentAcademy.com. I invite you to join me each episode for actionable strategies for elevating your blog to the next level and hear from other content rock stars who will share with you exactly what keeps them on task so you can stop wishing for success and start living to your fullest potential. Ready? 3, 2, 1, publish. Well, hello, everyone. Another episode of the Blog You Want and the Time You Have podcast. I am really excited because I'm here with Anna Thekovic of Bloom Digital Marketing. And she and I have met over the years as she lived in Chicago for a little bit. And I know that Anna is awesome because she is a blogging rock star turned digital marketing maven. And I'm really excited to have her on the show. Anna, tell us about your backstory and how blogging has positively impact you through the years.
Thank you so much for that very flattering introduction, Scott.
Yeah.
I'm very happy to be on the show. Yes. Okay, so I got started with blogging when I was in college. I was a journalism student at the George Washington University. I had done a few blogs for fun, but I realized that if there wasn't a consistent theme, I would start them and do like two posts and then I would get bored and just stop. And then one day, it was New Year's. I was bored on winter break. I had just gone out to brunch with a few friends in Philly, which is my hometown. And I had like taken pictures of the food that my friends and I were eating. This was before everyone was doing this on like posting their food on Instagram. So I had these pictures, I had this idea for a food blog, and I wrote my first post. I reviewed this brunch spot in Philly, Sabrina's Diner, and I published my new blog on WordPress. It was called, and is called, Better Than Ramen. And I chose that name because there's a stereotype that college students live off of instant ramen, but of course now ramen is a trendy kind of gourmet food. So people get confused when I say that sometimes. So I started the blog because my college didn't really have a traditional dining hall system. I had money to use at different vendors and like restaurants around DC. So I would eat out a lot. I took pictures of the food I ate and like took notes on my phone about what I was eating. And that's how I had consistent content for Better Than Ramen. It was really a passion project. So Better Than Ramen was a passion project, and my foray into blogging began with this passion, and then it ended up turning into a digital marketing business.
Yeah, so basically you started blogging because you just sort of like was like, you woke up one day and you were like, yeah, I want to blog. Right.
Think
probably because I know a little bit. I hate to parallel to myself. I know at one point I was a journalism student and it's like, I should start blogging, like a good idea at the time. Right. So you started blogging, you were posting. What did your friends say at that time when you were, you know, I know you said you were in the restaurant and nobody else is doing that yet kind of thing. And it's really popular to kind of take pictures of your food. But I mean, how nervous were you to sort of push your content out to the world at that time?
So at the beginning, I mean, the people who knew that I was doing it were like my friends and family. I didn't start social media accounts for Better Than Ramen until maybe like a year in. So it was really word of mouth. But at some point, like my friends would be like, oh my God, I was sitting in class and like my classmate had your blog open. So I have no idea how that happened. I'm hoping it was SEO. which I didn't know anything about when I started, but then I quickly learned. But yeah, in terms of feelings, I don't know. I'm a pretty like private person. Like even now, if you look on the blog, I haven't posted in a while because my business has bloomed into my digital marketing business, Bloom. So Better Than Ramen is on hiatus now. But if you look now, like at my about page, it was never about me. It was more just focus on like giving good advice to fellow college students and like young professionals who are trying to eat out on a budget. So So I didn't have like my photo there. It wasn't a, like a personal thing, even though I was writing the reviews in the first person. So I didn't really feel like super intimidated about what people were going to think. My friends actually thought it was fun. Like if, you know, they knew if they went out with me, they're like, oh, is this going to go on the blog? And I was probably super annoying. My poor boyfriend eats out with me all the time. So he would have to sit there when I would, before we started eating, I'd have to ask him to, you know, wait to dig in so I could take perfect pictures. And then I have to like take a bite of everyone's food or like get their feedback on it so that I could have plenty of content to write about for my reviews.
Got it. Got it. Now, you sort of went through a process and you were writing reviews and then you moved, right? And made it to Chicago. I don't know if there's a stop before that, but you made it to Chicago and that's where we met. I think it was at Bloggers Meet Startups. And your time here in Chicago, you transitioned your blog from Washington to the Windy City. What was that process like for you? I'm just kind of curious in terms of your thought process behind that. And did you have, you know, was it a huge shift or how did that end up playing out? Because I know at one time you were sort of, you were concerned about that process, you know?
So I think my main concern was, I guess, like maybe the audience and then, or I guess just people, you know, finding me and realizing like, oh, hey, I'm not in DC anymore. Like my audience who was looking for restaurant recommendations in DC, like I wasn't providing those any longer. But my other concern was, like, how was I going to brand, kind of rebrand the blog now that I was no longer in college? Mm-hmm. Because, my tagline was like the, college student's guide to eating out in DC. So then I decided to kind of, transition that to the young professional guide, the young professional's guide to eating out in your new city, because that reflected like I was moving. A lot of college students move after school and they're trying to navigate the city they move to and get good recommendations from a blog like mine, and I wanted to be that trusted source.
And it worked out, right? I mean, it wasn't really a big. I think my point is like I'm trying to make here is that like you got to kind of roll with the punches, you know, you move or you do this and that. Like it was for you. I love the fact that it wasn't an excuse to stop, you know, kind of thing at the time. So, but today, obviously, I know that you've had lots of great opportunities that have sort of opened your doors because of your authority online in this sort of space, and that that brings you to Bloom, right, which is your digital marketing consultancy.
Yeah.
So tell us how blogging and that kind of stuff, like, you know, applies to your business today.
Yeah. So Better Than Ramen was, as I said, a passion project, but it taught me what I didn't realize it, but it was teaching me digital marketing. I was studying journalism, so I had like, you know, the editorial background and I knew how to write well, but I, through my blog, learned how to write for the internet and write with intention and strategy. I learned search engine optimization. My blog post, if you search Serbian pancake recipe, my blog post is the number one result on Google. It's the number one driver of traffic to my site.
What is a Serbian pancake? If you don't explain it.
It's a crepe. Same thing as they eat in France. I'm Serbian. So I started including some Serbian recipes in there. I didn't even know what search engine optimization was. And then I realized like, I figured this thing out. And I realized it's a very big and important, principle in online marketing.
And that's kind of an interesting point, like for sort of like, are you blogging or are you content marketing, you know? And obviously, we were talking about this, like, you know, in pre-podcast recording, that ultimately, you know, there's content you create that sort of just is inspired by like your environment. And obviously, you know, going out to eat or whatever and Friday night, you know, date night, whatever, I think from what we were talking about earlier was like sort of an inspiration for you to create content. But then you mentioned to me that you sort of like were also getting a little bit more strategic with some stuff, especially like the sorbet and pancake recipe and stuff like that. You know, how, you know, obviously that's sort of like a big difference between the two, you know. And do you think that you could have done, you could have a blog of just all strategic stuff, you know, if you will, or SEO friendly stuff, or do you feel that you kind of need both? You know, so sort of a personal question, if, you know, either way, there's a wrong answer, but it sounds like you'd have some good insight into the differences between the two.
Yeah. So I'd like to kind of back away and say, when I think blogging, I think of two things. I think like food blog, lifestyle blog, fashion blog, kind of just, you know, who we think of like as influencers today. I guess influencers now are kind of more business oriented, but, you know, like people, bloggers who blog to share their story or their passions with like friends or family. And then the other side of blogging is kind of the more strategic content marketing side, if we'll call it that.
So, Anna, I think that one of the reasons that I love to talk about blogging and especially blogging as part of a marketing strategy today is that obviously we all kind of do this because we want to like, we want to make money online and build a product. You know, what were some of the ways that, that you know, content creation wise that you did or maybe would identify today as opportunities to kind of build some return on investment to your blogging efforts?
Yeah. So when I started Better Than Ramen, it was totally purely a passion project. At that point, I think like maybe there are some people making money blogging, but that wasn't my goal. I just wanted something fun to do, place to like practice my journalistic skills, writing about a topic that I was interested in. So a lot of what I learned through blogging and then was translated into content marketing was through seeing what other bloggers were doing. So I learned search engine optimization. I saw like how other bloggers were taking their photos. I saw they were, they had like freebies to sign up for their email list. So a lot of like very essential digital marketing principles. And then another thing I saw was that a lot of bloggers were doing sponsored posts as well as advertisements, like, you know, in their sidebar or something like that on their blog. So I dabbled in that. I had some, I am part of an ad network. I've gotten one $50 check from them. So, you know, nothing to write home about.
This is $50 over how many years, right? Several years, right? This isn't like you just started.
Several years.
Yeah.
And then Google, this is a cautionary tale. I was part of the Google ad network. I told my mom about it. She may have clicked on my ads a little one too many times, so I'm no longer part of that network. So cautionary tale. You live and you learn. And then the other thing that I did was I did sponsored posts, or more specifically, I worked with a small batch sauce company based in DC, and I crafted a recipe around one of their sauces, and they compensated me for writing this content. So my takeaway from the connection between making money and blogging is that if you're doing kind of like the lifestyle blogging, which is what I was doing with Better Than Ramen, it's not easy to make money. You know, if you want to do, you can make money if you're doing sponsored posts, but it takes a lot of business savvy to find the right partners, to negotiate those kind of deals, to sell yourself. That's something that I learned from the blogger community in Chicago through Bloggers Meet Startups and the Windy City Blogger Collective, which I was part of. But the main way that I translated my blogging skills, which I learned from my my passion project blog, Better Than Ramen, was learning those marketable skills and then using them to create my my business, Bloom Digital Marketing. And now I go and I do content marketing and search engine optimized blogging for clients to help generate leads or sales for their business. So kind of more the B2B blogging is the way to actually make money blogging. But I learned through the passion blogging, which was through Better Than Ramen.
Right. That's an excellent story. I have to say it's a little similar to mine. So I know that I know where you've been, and I obviously have an idea where you're going. And I think that given that all your blogging and all your social media skills, I'm excited for the future that lies ahead for Bloom Digital. And I do hope that Better Than Ramen gets a second breath of life in the future. I know people always say that to me, and I'm like, yeah, we'll see. But I do hope.
Yeah.
So,
thank you.
So, but in the meantime, you spend a lot of time sort of creating content around food and around restaurants, sort of the lifestyle of your generation in a lot of ways. Now, how does that sort of translate to your content strategy or your client strategy today?
Yeah. So, when I was doing Better Than Ramen, I was, eating at restaurants in DC, Chicago, wherever I was living and traveling. I ended up writing several hundred restaurant reviews. My process was I would take pictures and some notes at the restaurant, and then I would go home, sit in front of my computer, open up WordPress, and start writing a blog post. And then I would go and try and pull up the restaurant's website to maybe do some extra research. And what I found frustrating was that some restaurants were excellent in person. The food was great. The ambiance was amazing. Service was fantastic. And then when I went to look for their online presence, it either didn't exist or it was terrible or just didn't reflect at all the experience that I had had in the restaurant. So I saw this as a problem consistently in both like the restaurant industry and the rest of the hospitality industry, like hotels and just like travel related businesses. Mm-hmm. So I started Bloom Digital Marketing. It's a boutique digital marketing agency, and what we do is we help the food, the tourism, and hospitality industries reach millennials online. Because what I realized was that millennials, I know a lot about millennials because I am one. We're very much glued to our phones at all times. I talk to a lot of restaurateurs and they tell me, like, you know, I focus so much on the in-person experience, but then when people come to my restaurant, especially if it's a fast casual place, like they see that people are just glued to their phones. Like they're not even looking up to appreciate the experience that the restaurateur had built for them. So what I do is I work with restaurants and the tourism industry to help them create an online experience that matches what the in-person experience is to reach the millennials where they are, which is on their phones, on the web. And then I find that the millennial generation is also very interesting because we don't want to spend money on things. We like spending money on experiences. We're also eating out more than we are eating at home. And we're also living in cities more than elsewhere, which are packed with restaurants. And we also like to travel. So that is how Better Than Ramen became Bloom Digital Marketing and how my experience translates into what I did today, what I do today. And if I didn't have that food blog, I would not be here because the skills that I practice through the blog, I learned through the blog, I use them with my clients every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, if there was a person that would be best fit to help revolutionize the reviews and help restaurants get the word out, I think you are definitely the person to do it for sure. So
thank you very much, Scott.
That's great. That's great. So blogging has obviously been a boom for you. It turned into a bloom with your business. And, and it's been really, really inspiring to listen to your story. And I know there's going to be a lot more great things that come out of your way in the future. So
thank you.
What are some ways that people can get in touch with you today if they have questions about your blogging or your current business model, that kind of stuff? How can we get in touch with Anna today?
Yeah, so best ways to get in touch with me are through my website and through Twitter. So online, you can find me at inbloomdigitalmarketing.com, or I'm on Twitter at Anna Tweets Now. That's A-N-A Tweets Now.
Nice. You can, I see why maybe you didn't use your last name. It's a little difficult. I'm kidding.
Yeah, you can also go to honestbestweets.com, but you're not going to know how to spell that. So, yeah.
You got to go with what works, right? Awesome. Well, yes. Thank you so much for spending some time and sharing your insights with us on this podcast. And I know I'm going to keep an open invitation to have you back in the future, because I know you will have some updated strategies to share with us, just because you are a frontline creator, just like everyone else. So I'm expecting to hear kind of some feedback in the future. And I really appreciate the time you spent with us. And Anna, cheers to you.
Thank you so much, Scott.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure. Bye for now. Hey everyone, Scott again. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of The Blog You Want and the Time You Have. We really appreciate your patronage, and we hope that you will continue by subscribing to this podcast in your favorite podcatcher service such as Apple iTunes or Google Play. If you have any feedback or would like to get in touch, please feel free to email me at scott@contentacademy.com, and I would love to hear from you, or head on over to our site, blogyouwant.com. Don't forget, please leave us a review in the iTunes or Google Play Store. We would really appreciate your feedback, no matter what review you think we deserve. And if you have a blogging challenge or a blogging win you would like to share, please feel free to get in touch and let me know what it's all about so I can get you on the show to talk about it. And if you just want to leave a great tip on how to blog better or how to be more productive around your blogging, feel free to head on over to Twitter and tweet the blog you want, or at S Winteroth, and use the hashtag blogwin, BLOGWIN, because it's a great way to sort of build community, and it makes me happy because it's you are having a blog win moment. And that's it for now. Join us next time for another great interview, and I promise we have a series of great bloggers queued up, and they are going to be ready to share what makes them tick so they can be more productive and live the life with the blog that they wanted and built. Thank you.